The arrest was made over the weekend.
Can you give us how these men were arrested?
It was based on police intelligence that some people were having these explosives. So we moved in and got them arrested. Presently, three of them are in custody, assisting us with investigations. And because of the nature of the intercepted, we are coordinating with the other security agencies to identify the type of what they are, where they come from, and then also interrogating them further for more information about how they came into possession of these objects that we believe are explosives.
Where were they arrested?
For now, investigations are ongoing. Arrests have just been made. We believe that there are more people behind them. And in order not to jeopardize our investigations, please, let's keep that for now. And when the right time comes, we'll let the public know.
Have you identified those arrested?
For now, we are questioning them. That's what we know for now. They are being questioned.
These arrests with people carrying explosives actually gives the hint or gives the fear of any form of the existence of terrorists in the country.
I don't think that the security agencies have ever denied that there's a possibility of a terrorist attack. It is a possibility. It's a global threat. And since Ghana is part of the global community, yes, the possibility is there. But for now, we are conducting thorough investigations, not the police alone, but we are in touch with other security agencies to get to the bottom of this. And then when the time comes, we'll let the public know. So we advise the public to remain calm. The media should be circumspect and contact official sources, police on this issue. Please don't use wild sources that can create unnecessary fear. We are asking everybody to remain calm and give us information that would enable us investigate and do a thorough job to get to the bottom of this matter.
The Director General in Charge of Public Affairs of the Police Service, ACP David Deklu, talking to Jonathan Thompson. The police also urges the public to volunteer information related to the case under investigation on 191 on all networks or 18555 on Vodafone and MTN.